job cuts, underemployed. What else do we need to know about the economy? It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 6th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Also coming up, banks are fleeing poor parts of the country. Why? We'll tell. Another down day on Wall Street, and we'll share the numbers, Facebook and business, and the sleaze factor. Amazon is said to be closing a bunch of stores. Wasn't it just yesterday we were talking about them opening more? Hold on. We've got the details. Net neutrality is back in the news. Also today, for the interview, we've got Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. It's a rapid-fire exchange about ideas and how successful entrepreneurs think. And it all has to do with ditching what you know or what is comfortable and extending possibilities. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, someone very famous once said, "The economy's stupid." That famous person was James Carville, a presidential strategist during the 1992 presidential election. And that same saying holds true today as vast segments of America are being left behind in what's supposed to be a hot economy. While some are into the booming economy, far too many Americans are wondering when it's going to work for them. Ask any farmer about the booming economy, and he or she will tell you a different story. Ask any service sector worker, and you're likely to get a different story. And today, ask the workers from General Motors who are being laid off as GM closes one of five plants that are on the chopping block. This is all happening all across what has been called the Rust Belt for well over a decade, and there seems to be no end in sight. People who at one time were making $25 to $30 an hour with great benefits are finding themselves downsized and without a place or a career to turn to. And the common answer for many is to go back to school and learn a new trade, but many of the workers say they're too old at 55 or 60 to go figure something else out. And at the plant GM is closing today in Lordstown, Ohio, we find a recipe for an unsteady future among so many people who are being left behind. So it is the economy. It really is. Bloomberg has a story out today about how J.P. Morgan is packing it up in poorer communities and heading to where folks are better off. For years, the nation's largest banks have been shrinking their vast branch networks. They've been cutting back faster in relatively poor neighborhoods than they do in more affluent ones. Consumer advocates warn that closing risks widening the wealth gap by leaving scores of low-income areas with less competition for services like personal checking and small business lending. A 2014 study by an MIT economist found that even with other banks nearby, branch closures in low-income and minority neighborhoods make it harder for local businesses to get loans. In the 13 months through January, J.P. Morgan has applied to open 185 new branches, with 71% of them in more affluent areas. The bank in that time has given notice to regulators of its intention to shut 187 branches, and about half of those are in neighborhoods where household income is below the national median of $60,000 a year. Yeah, it's the economy. Wall Street just finished its third day in a row with a loss. Investors seem to be in a wait-and-see mode when it comes to trade talks between the United States and China. To hear some from the administration talk, we would believe that things are going really, 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 really well, but details are sketchy, and investors really dislike uncertainty. Energy and healthcare led the markets lower today, and I'll share all the numbers with you when we get to the Wall Street Report. Earlier today, I listened to Jason Pfeiffer from Entrepreneur Magazine talk about how businesses are being faced with decisions to be in or out of Facebook. Given the fact the social media giant keeps changing how information is seen, pushing more businesses into a pay-to-play world, there's another factor that's creating headwinds for Facebook, and that is the sleaze factor. Businesses seem to be dropping out of Facebook due to concerns related to Facebook's privacy policies, while others said that they've become fed up with the unpredictability in how Facebook applies its ad policies. But all of that doesn't seem to faze Facebook. Despite a year in crisis, the company's financials have held up just fine, thank you very much. Net income jumped 61% in the fourth quarter and 39% for the full year, while revenue last year surged 37% to $55.5 billion. But maybe, just maybe, we're about to find new ways to engage consumers, ways that don't depend on the easy path so much, but on building lasting relationships. That was part of the conversation today with Jason Pfeiffer, and you'll hear more in just a little bit. All of that could be a game changer for Facebook and much of social media. Speaking of change, big changes coming to Amazon in April. That according to the Wall Street Journal, who says today that Amazon will close all of its 87 pop-up locations in the U.S. next month. Now, in case you didn't know, Amazon has pop-ups inside of Whole Foods locations, Kohl's stores, and malls across the United States. The shops let customers try Amazon products like Fire tablets, Kindle e-readers, Echo smart speakers, and Amazon services like Prime Video, Audible, and Kindle Unlimited. Amazon told the paper it will instead focus on building new 4-star stores. That's where the company lets customers browse and try some of the products that are sold on its website that will have a customer rating of 4 stars or better. Amazon also said it will open new bookstore locations. Amazon's also planning to open up dozens of new grocery stores around the country, with the first expected in Los Angeles sometime this year. More disruption, kids, is in our future. Today, Democrats in Congress unveiled a bill to reinstate net neutrality rules repealed by the Federal Communications Commission under President Trump. It's the latest salvo in a more than decade-long battle over how to regulate internet traffic. The bill mirrors an effort last year to reverse the FCC's December 2017 order, repealing landmark rules approved in 2015 that barred internet providers from blocking or slowing content or offering paid fast lanes. The reversal of net neutrality rules was a win for internet providers like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon, but opposed by content and social media companies like Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet. The bill would repeal the order introduced by the FCC and bar the FCC from reinstating it or a substantially similar order, and reinstate the 2015 net neutrality order. Stay tuned. Everything changes. Today, the markets posted losses for the third day in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back 133 points and change to 25,673 as Walgreens lagged. S&P 500 fell by 0.6% to 2,771, led by declines in the energy and healthcare sectors. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ Composite declined by 0.9% to 7,505, notching its first three-day losing streak of the year. And it's all starting to sound very familiar as investors continue to watch closely what's going on or what's not going on when it comes to trade talks between the United States and China. And the politics, well, the politics seem to be clear. Three sources have told CNBC that President Trump wants the U.S. and China to strike a deal in hopes of boosting stock prices ahead of the 2020 election. The sources said Trump thinks getting a deal on trade would accomplish that. Earlier this week, sources told CNBC the U.S. and China were in the final stages of trade talks, with the two sides planning a Mar-a-Lago summit for the end of the month. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also said on Monday he thought Washington and Beijing were on the cusp of reaching a deal. Yet, details remain sketchy. Gold today looked like a safe haven in light of falling equities. Gold was up $2.90 to trade at $1,287.60 an ounce. Crude oil lost again today on the news of a rising surplus, falling 37 cents to $56.19 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note down again today, paying 2.69%. When we come back, Jason Pfeiffer is the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and he was in Iowa today to talk about change and how successful entrepreneurs think. It's a fast-paced conversation about you and your business and if you've got the guts to accept, maybe even embrace, change. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.